The National Marine Fisheries Service will be working throughout the next several months to identify critical habitat for the Cook Inlet beluga. NIMFS listed the Cook Inlet beluga in October of last year as an endangered species under the Endangered Species Act. The ESA requires that critical habitat be determined within 1 year of such a listing. NIMFS biologist Brad Smith says a Federal Register notice that was posted this week intends to let the public know of the rulemaking process.
And also to ask for comments and information on what portions of their range should be designated as critical habitat. We also are going to begin our economic analysis of that decision through this advanced notice.
The critical habitat study will examine such questions as where do the belugas currently reside within the inlet? Are there areas outside that range that may also be essential for conservation of the species? And what economic impacts would result from critical habitat designation?
And it provides that certain areas may be excluded from designation if the cost of that designation exceeds the benefits, unless the exclusion would result in the extinction of the species.
The Cook Inlet beluga has been determined by NIMFS to be a genetically distinct group from the other four known beluga populations in Alaska. Although subsistence hunts were no longer allowed after 1999, annual counts of the Cook Inlet population has not shown a hoped-for rise in numbers, which has puzzled biologists. The belugas numbered around 375 animals during last year's survey. Scientists are concerned that a large stranding, disease, or other events could cause the animals to dwindle into extinction. Environmental organizations claim the animals are threatened by resource development, sewage and stormwater runoff from Anchorage, and poor availability of salmon stocks for food. It's not yet known what kind of impact the ESA listing and critical habitat designation may have on oil and gas production and other development in Cook Inlet. Comments on habitat designation will be taken by NIMFS until May 14th. Critical habitat will be defined by October of this year. The Center for Biological Diversity released a statement today complaining that NIMFS was moving too slowly on the designation.